and you thank me, sir. When you say thanks, just that one word, after I hit the snooze button or hand you a glass of water or something, it's enough to bring a smile to my face. I'm honestly embarrassed by how much it makes me smile. I try to hide how big, how wide my smile is, but somehow you always catch me when you're grateful enough to use two words to say thank you. Sends a jolt of pleasure down my spine every time I hear it. That's why I always make sure to start doing the chores in full view of you. I want you to see me. I want you to watch me. I want to feel your eyes on me. I want you to thank me and tell me I'm doing a good job. That's the same reason I'm always cooking for you. I know I said that I like to cook, but what I meant is that I like to cook for you. Because no matter how much work it is, just hearing you thank me afterwards makes everything worth it. And when you compliment my cooking, I could squeal with joy. It makes me even happier when you tell me I look good. You know, I dress just to please you, sir. Whenever I go shopping, I only buy what I think will get your attention. Most women dress sexy because it makes them feel sexy. Not me. I dress sexy because it makes you want to look at me. My entire wardrobe is built around the concept of putting myself on display for you. You could end up staring at my tits or bare legs for hours, and I wouldn't care. As long as your eyes are on me, there's a chance you'll tell me I look good. I need you to tell me I look good. Tell me I'm pretty. Tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me my tits look especially ripe and fuckable today. It doesn't matter. I don't care how crass and demeaning and objectifying you are about it, as long as you approve. And when you do tell me I look good in something, I make sure to wear it as often as I can. Sir, I need you to want me. Because when you thank me, after I've made you come, and when you've used me to get yourself off, that's my very favorite thing of all. Nothing brings me more pleasure than being made the object of your lust and your appreciation. When you growl, that primal animal, thank you. Right after you've used me to empty your balls. Or when you whisper lustfully in my ear, thank you. There is no better feeling than that. And I will do absolutely anything to feel that again. I would never stop you from spreading my legs and sliding into my wet pussy for fear that you would disapprove of me. No, I'll please you with my pussy anytime you want me to. Or if you would appreciate it more, you can pin me down and take your pleasure from me instead. You know how good your steady rhythm inside me feels. If you'd rather be harder, rougher, faster, your preference is all that matters. Maybe my pussy is too stretched out, too used up, too vanilla to fully satisfy you. Maybe you'd most appreciate being offered something tighter, something sluttier, something special. Perhaps you're just in a mood to make me hurt for you. My ass is yours whenever you want it, No matter why you want it, no matter how rough you intend to be with it, your pleasure, your praise is so much more important than my pain. Or maybe you'd be most grateful for the best blowjob you've ever had in your life. Would you appreciate seeing me kneel before you with slavish devotion? Do you want to see me suck your cock like it's got the cure for cancer in it? For your thanks, I would do that. I would even wait on my knees and let you brutalize me. You can beat on my sensitive face with your hand. Your pounding pelvis, I spend hours on that face to look good for you, but I'm happy to let you ruin it for a good few moments of your pleasure. You can thrust yourself into my throat like I'm just an unfeeling sex toy. I will let you treat me like your approval is more important than my breathing. Because it is. And however you want to use me, whenever you're finished, you can put your cum wherever you want. If you like the way it feels to come inside me, then go ahead. If all that risk is worth it, if you're even a little bit more pleased with me, or you can pull out and come on any part of me you want. Who cares if it's sticky or gross or demeaning, or even if it stings my eyes? I know. You can't take your eyes off me when I'm covered in your cum. You can't look away from something as hot as a dumb, desperate, filthy clum slut just ruined by your cum. And I'm just happy to think you think I look hot, and you can even feed me every drop of that thick, nasty cum if that's what will make you happy. I'll swallow it all and ask you for more if that's what it takes to be your good girl. You can call me anything else you want, any demeaning, degrading names, as long as you slip a good in there. A good girl. I'll be your nasty little slut, your filthy fucking bitch, your stupid fucking worthless bimbo, as long as I'm your good little nasty slut. I'm your filthy fucking praise whore. Please tell me I'm your good whore, please.
End of messages.